This was the first time I tried to answer the call, to face my fear and conquer it. I'd heard him call on and off down the years, but I never got past that first room. I was always too scared. I felt so ashamed, even though it wasn't any ordinary fear. It was more like a silent scream that went on and on and on.
Didn't you wonder where she was? Erica asked. She must have been lying there a week before we found her. It occurred to Erica that she hadn't thought to ask Henrik the same question.
I know it sounds strange, but no, I didn't. Alex...
She hesitated. This wasn't the first time she was gone for a while.
The words that no one ever wants to hear. He never calls me Chloe. Always Chloe.
Oh my God. It sounds like you're breaking up with me.
He just looks back at me and doesn't say a word.
I'll promise the frog what it asks. It'll never remember anyway. It'll get smashed on frog cider and forget all about it.
So she turned to the frog and said,
If you will bring me my phone, I promise to do all of that, and then some.
I mean, like, kiss me goodnight with tongues and that?
Fine.
I cannot tell you how happy I am. I only wish you were here, as there's so many things I would like to talk to you about which one cannot write. Do write a letter to your future brother-in-law. I think it would please him if you did. Best love, darling George. Ever your loving sister, Mary.